Party funding has always been a bone of contention for many political parties and the electorate at large. While most voters do want to know how parties are funded, this information has not been readily available. Finally, South Africans are close to knowing who funds political parties and be assured that no foreign funds will influence elections. In a move seen as an attempt to make South Africa less vulnerable to capture by foreign countries, the Electoral Commission of South Africa, the IEC, is planning to implement a new Political Party Funding Act from April the 1st. And to talk more on this, we're now joined by Masego Shiburi, the Deputy CEO of the Independent Electoral Commission. Good evening and welcome to Metro FM Talk, Masego.
Good evening, Kopedi.
Are you well?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Lovely, thank you. How are the preps going for the upcoming elections?
We're almost there. I think we are set into the preparations and all systems are ready to go for May 8th, on which day we will give the South African public an election that they can truly be proud of.
So we can be reassured there are not going to be cancellations of these elections or postponements?
We've done everything possible to obviate those instances.
Wonderful. Let's get into this. Why the concern about foreign funding?
Let's take it a step back, Kopedi, and put it this way. Up until the enactment of the Political Party Funding Act, there was no legislative mechanism to regulate the private funding of political parties, as we had correctly observed. And there has been representation by interest groups to the effect that there is a perverse connection between unregulated funding of political parties and politics. In other words, political parties received money and they did not have to make that those donations public or to disclose the sources of their donations. And they could then receive money from whatever source, secure in the comfort that those sources will never be made public. In 2017, Parliament established an ad hoc committee to inquire into the private funding of political parties and to recommend measures that Parliament could look at. The committee then came out with a draft bill, which bill tries to do two things. One, for the first time, it provides for the framework to regulate the private funding of political parties. In other words, parties will, once the bill comes into force in April, be required to disclose the sources of their funding. Right. Similarly, persons making donations to political parties will have to disclose those donations. And as you correctly observe, the Act then outlaws a number of donations, be they from foreign governments, agencies of governments, but more importantly, it also inward looking in that it prohibits donations or funding to political parties by state organs or SOEs.
The disclosure of funding for political parties is still quite a major issue in South Africa, would you not say?
That is correct. And this intervention seeks to deal with that, because up to now, there was only one mechanism for disclosure, and that related to the monies that political parties received from the national fiscus. As we know, Parliament on an annual basis makes money available, which money is disbursed to represented political parties, meaning parties that have a representation in a legislature or in Parliament, and the funds are administered by the Electoral Commission. What this intervention seeks to do is to extend the disclosure requirements and the framework to private sources that make donations to political parties. An argument could be made that this may just dissuade private donors from donating to political parties. And in response, what the law has done is that they introduced two funds. There is the fund that we already know, that we already administer, which is the public funding of political parties. The funds are exclusively made sourced from the national fiscus. The new introduction, therefore, is the multi-party democracy fund, in terms of which corporates that that do not want to be associated with political parties may make a donation into a fund that is administered by the Electoral Commission. So the donation is into a fund and it is not linked to a specific political parties. We will then have the responsibility to administer those funds and to disperse them to political parties that are represented on the principles of equity and proportionality.
Interesting. I sort of observed in the previous years that despite their differences, the dominant political parties in the country especially were somewhat united in their reluctance to disclose information as to who their sources of private funding especially are. How have political parties reacted to the draft regulations for the Political Party Funding Act?
The Act was passed in January, and on our part, we have consulted with all represented political parties to discuss the draft regulations. The parties raised specific concerns. For example, if the Act is enacted in its forms, it would mean that there will be less amount to already established political parties because the basis of the disbursement is altered a bit. Political parties, there will be an increase in the proportional, in the equitable allocation to political parties and a decrease in the proportional allocation. Parties were also concerned with the transitional arrangements. In other words, that the that the Act will in all probability come into force while they are in the middle of preparing for an election.
Sure.
Certainly that there will be a dry up of funds at a very critical moment when the parties are gearing for elections and preparations for elections. So we've agreed on transitional arrangements with political parties, and that even if the Act takes force on the 1st of April, we will not apply its provisions retrospectively, meaning all the funds that the parties received before the 1st of April will not be subject to the regulations of the new Act, and that the Act will be prospective in its application. It is not going to be an easy thing. Even on our part, we acknowledge that it will be a gradual, it must be a gradual phasing of parties. We will set up the mechanism, the administration, the IT resources, and also do benchmarks with institutions like SARS and the Fiscal Commission to see on how best we could leverage against those other institutions without creating a bureaucracy just to administer these resources. And in the third or second year, we will then also look at enforcement mechanisms once the parties are comfortable with the requirement of the Act and they know what the Act has for them and the implications that the Act brings on their administration.
How can the public get involved in making comments?
We publish the regulations for public comment, and incidentally, the period for the closure of those comments is tomorrow. People who want to make submissions can access the regulations on our website, and they can then make submissions to legalservices@elections.org.za. And the commission will then consider all the public submissions before they finalize the regulations.
You mentioned, Masego, that it's going to be difficult to somewhat regulate monitor how the parties are going to be funded. What's the plan in place?
We're under no illusion that it's going to be easy because there's sophistication in how you move money. Certainly, parties that do not have an interest of disclosure, they'll try whatever possible means not to disclose the donations that they've received. But our interaction with political parties, there was a genuine appreciation of what the Act intends to do, and that there was a genuine willingness on the part of political parties not only to be seen to comply, but to also comply in fact. So the Act makes provision for audited books of political parties, which books will be audited by independent auditors that the political parties must appoint, and those books will be submitted to us at the end of the financial year. We will also, on our part, scrutinize those books, and those books will be made available to members of the public. So if there are any discrepancies or any under-reporting, members of the public or the parliamentary process or even ourselves, we could pick those up. we could pick those up. But crucially, we'll also rely on the auditing fraternity, because in terms of the auditing fraternity, there are legislated disclosures that they must make. For example, when they right. audit the books of a political party and they come across information that may be that may point to unlawful conduct, auditing firms are under a duty to report those in terms of their own legislation.
As we're talking, I'm sitting and thinking, if South Africa had had a law that compelled political parties to disclose their sources of private funding, state capture would not have had, or rather would not have affected our institutions to the extent that it did, would you not say?
The argument certainly points to that, to say in a democracy, the voting public has a right to access to information, and that access to information must also include the funding that parties receive from sure. public donors, because that then assists the voting public to vote on an informed choice. To say, if multinational X donates these millions of rand to a political party that stands a chance of winning an election, is it just a donation, or there are other strings attached that once you get into power, it's payback time, to use a colloquial term. So those are the things that may assist a voter to vote on an informed basis.
I want to argue that this is a remarkable step in strengthening South Africa's democracy. I think this is one of those that we will look back and think, thank goodness it ultimately got done.
Certainly, that I think is a step in the right direction. But you also must keep in mind that to run an election and to run a political machinery doesn't come cheap. So we implore corporates, people with big pockets, to make a contribution to the multi-party democracy fund, which fund is administered by the Electoral Commission. That way, parties do not have to have links with, corporates do not have to have links with political parties, but rather they are donating into a pot for the development of democracy and the entrenchment of good democratic practices.
And before we let you go, please recap for us, when is the final day to comment for the Draft Regulations for Party Funding Act?
The draft regulations are open for public comment until March the 21st. Once you've received all the comments, the Commission will consider those with a view to issue final regulations, because the Act has been enacted too by the President already in January. So we're looking at implementation at the earliest, at the 1st of April 2019, and the implementation of the Act will be on a progressive basis. For this year, we're building the administrative capacity to deal with the Act, and in the outer years, we will look at the enforcement mechanisms to ensure that all the things that the political parties must do in terms of the law are being done.
Thank you ever so much for making time to speak to us tonight. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Kopeja.
Masego Shibori, Deputy CEO of the Independent Electoral Commission.